This is the Inland Journal from Spokane Public Radio. I'm Doug Nadvornik. The cleanup in the box, the 21-square-mile Superfund site that included the Bunker Hill Mine and Mill in Kellogg, Idaho, has been going for more than 30 years, and it's not going to be finished anytime soon. But if you go to the Silver Valley today and compare it to what it looked like in, say, 1982, it looks like two different places. The sky, at least on clear days, is blue instead of grayish black. The hills overlooking the valley are forested again instead of bare. The rivers and creeks aren't brown, and the people aren't breathing lead, at least to the extent that they once did. People come to the valley to ride bikes, to ski, to play golf, to camp, and to hike. They're still mining there, though much less than before. This week, the Environmental Protection Agency, which is in charge of the cleanup in the box, held a briefing for reporters to talk about the projects that are planned this year. They will continue to replace contaminated dirt in yards and vacant lots, to clean metals-laden dust out of buildings, to pave roads, to plan a new water treatment plant, to sample the water quality, and to expand blood lead testing for children. Between $20 and $30 million will be spent in the Silver Valley this year. That comes from various pots of money. The EPA is joined in its work by the Army Corps of Engineers, Idaho state agencies, and local governments. After the briefing, we met with Bill Adams, who is the project manager for EPA, and Terry Harwood, who's the director of the Coeur d'Alene Basin Commission. He coordinates all the work going on. My first question was to Bill Adams about how the Silver Valley is a different place than when it was before the cleanup began.
Yeah, I think it certainly has changed significantly over a period of time. I think when we first came into the site, when it first was identified, it was an emergency situation. We came in, we did a lot of work in a short period of time, and I think, there was probably a lot of concerns raised by the local communities here in the federal government coming in to take care of a problem, and that has really changed over time. People have not only recognized but appreciated the work that's being done. There's been more care being taken, to have children tested for blood leads. There's more pride in the community. They can see that the work is, made a huge improvement in the community. The hillsides were bare at that point in time, and they've all been revegetated, and roads have been paved, and we've remediated over 7,000 properties. We've seen the result of that from blood leads that were up to 60 micrograms per deciliter down to an average of 1.5. So significant improvements in not only the appearance of the community, but the health of the children out there and the community members. So not everybody loves us, at this point in time, but we've seen a huge improvement in the cooperation and the pride that people have and the recognition of the value of the work, not only in the health effects, but also the jobs and the funding that is occurring.
Next is Terry Harwood.
It's been a process, I think the first thing we had to show the folks was that we did care about whether or not they had a job, and we did care about whether or not, their community was falling apart and all those kind of things. We weren't just in here to regulate against them or something like that, or in some way to hurt their community. And I think once they came around to that, and I've talked to some of the local leaders too, and they said, we finally came to the point where we said, okay, this is going to happen whether we like it or not. So let's figure out a way to make it work the best we can and cooperate with these guys. And so we've developed a lot of close relationships with the local mayors and especially Shoshone County officials and all of that. I'm proud of the fact that the community stepped forward in all of these things. These guys passed their own bond issues to work together with us on the streets and the sewer and the water and all of that. And these old systems up there, they've been in place since the start of the mining processes. Some of the old water lines are, you think about Flint, Michigan. Well, where are the lead water lines in the Silver Valley? See, and they're gone now. So I mean, there's a lot of things that have gone on, and we're continuing to work on that and continuing to work with the local folks. We'll be finishing the roads programs and the stormwater runoff programs, and we'll be back up in the hills doing the cleanup up there for the environmental issues and move out of the communities finally. But it's really important that we've all been able to work together. And I think, honestly, I think the Basin Commission has had a lot to do with that. The fact that we work together in a coordinated effort, we come up with a work plan every year that the Basin Commissioners approve of. We have a 5-year work plan. EPA has a 10-year plan, and so we're actually planning what we're doing. And I think the most important thing is at the end of every year, we have a report card. It's our accomplishment report, and we tell everybody, okay, we said we were going to do this year. How well did we do it? And we publish our report card, and I send it to Congress, and it goes to the congressional delegation, and it's available for everybody. And it's accountable government is what it is, and I think it's important that we do that.
Residents of this region may remember Idaho politicians and outsiders calling in the 1990s and early 2000s for the EPA to get out of the valley. Those voices are long gone, and EPA isn't going to completely leave the area for a while. But Adams hopes that within a few years, the cleanup in the towns will be done, and the work will move up into the hills.
We've completed most of the communities, but there's still some properties here and there in probably each of the communities that has to be completed. And then that we have the remedy protection projects, which are really more of infrastructure to protect existing remedies. What we've seen in the past is there would be, because of poor infrastructure, there would be flooding, and some of the properties we'd already remediated would be, you know, washed away. And so we've installed those projects to protect the remedy. And then we also have the paved road program, which is, again, because the communities did not have money to pay for existing roads and replacement and repairs, all of these roads were built over mining waste, as were all the communities. And so what we saw is potholes would develop, and the contamination would then be up in on the streets within communities we've already remediated. And so we're replacing, you know, repairing those roads, and set aside $4 million to address that. So the roads serve as a barrier to contamination. And again, those will need to be maintained in perpetuity to protect that barrier, essentially.
Once the work is done in the towns, Terry Harwood believes there will be a psychological lift for the people.
That's one of the things I've been trying to do. And when I first got back into North Idaho after I retired from back east and came back out here, was that, oh, we want this over with. You know, let's get it over with. Let's figure out a way to delist the lake or delist this or delist that. So I've made it an effort to whenever we get something done, for instance, to be sure the public knows that we're done. And I think we've finished the property cleanup in the box now, so they know that. We finished all the gravel roads in the basin and the box and all the remediation of those. And I've reported that as being done. And, of course, when we get the paved road program done, we'll report that. And when we get this remedy protection work, the flood, you know, stormwater runoff and flood control work, we'll report that, because people want to see something gets done. That's why it's important for folks to know that we have that accomplishment report every year, where we report on, did we get an A on this project this year, or did we get a C, so, you know, as far as getting something done. And so for me, having government show its accomplishments to the public is really important, and that's what we've been doing. And of course, they want us to get done as quick as possible. And some of these things take a long, long time. But I mean, I think that's important to show progress to the community and to the public.
That's Terry Harwood, the executive director of the Coeur d'Alene Basin Commission, and Bill Adams, project director for the EPA. This is only part of our interview with them. You can hear our entire discussion on the Spokane Public Radio website. Go to the Inland Journal page.